The Parnell administration wants to put 2 million acres of the Tongass National Forest into a state-managed logging trust. It's one of several recommendations released yesterday by the governor's Timber Jobs Task Force. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Governor Sean Parnell formed the task force last year. Its 9 members include 4 state officials, 3 industry leaders, 1 federal representative, and a resident of a logging town. The governor issued an executive order creating the statewide panel as he pulled his administration out of the Tongass Futures Roundtable. That's a larger regional organization, including environmental and tribal groups. Several of the Timber Task Force's proposals would give the state control of federal land.
These lands would be for economic development and would support timber industry in Southeast Alaska.
State Forester Chris Mache chairs the task force. He says its most ambitious plan would put up to 2 million acres of national forest into a state-managed trust. That would make it easier to harvest.
If the state did acquire the acreage, it would have to have a forest management plan and other documents completed, just like it has currently under the federal ownership. The big difference being that federal ownership has a much more burdensome process to go through.
The goal is to provide timber to revive the state's shrinking logging and milling industry. He says 2 million acres would do that. Owen Graham represents the Alaska Forest Association, an industry group, on the task force.
Our goal is to restore what we call a fully integrated industry. You know, and have enough mills, not just sawmills, but mills that could process the pulp logs and utilize each type of wood.
The Tongass National Forest covers about 17 million acres, more than 80% of Southeast. The panel proposes exchanging about 250,000 acres of state land outside the region for parcels in the Tongass. Mache says state officials would then turn it over to communities for economic development.
The task force spent a lot of time looking at Southeast and came to the conclusion that the communities in Southeast would benefit greatly if there was a more diverse ownership of land.
The task force also wants federal legislation allowing states to run timber sale programs on Forest Service land. They would use state rules, not federal regulations.
It just appears to be entirely unrealistic.
Bob Claus of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council says any proposals to take over federal forests are dead on arrival.
Then the history of the land management of the Tongass, proposals like this have been floated and been shot down by both industry groups, by environmental groups, by the people nationwide who are concerned with their national forest.
Alaska Regional Forester Beth Pendleton was named to the original panel, but the agency changed to an advisory role, in part due to state legal action against the federal government. Forest Service spokesman Ray Massey says the agency disagrees with some of the task force's plans.
Right up front, we said we don't really endorse the findings or recommendations of this report because we do disagree with several of the findings in the administrative order that started this group of people to provide this report.
The panel also wants to establish new state forests or expand existing ones. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.